UN peacekeepers in Lebanon, meanwhile, say their mission will continue despite this upsurge in violence. UNIFIL was first deployed back in 1978 after Israel invaded southern Lebanon. There are currently more than 10,000 UN soldiers there. They come from 50 different countries, including Ireland. Recent days have seen clashes between Israeli ground forces and Hezbollah fighters in the area where Irish troops are based. Andrea Tenenti is the spokesperson for UNIFIL, and I asked him to describe what southern Lebanon was like today.
Well, the situation is definitely concerning because the shelling is continuing and has not stopped throughout the day and the night, not only in South Lebanon, where our peacekeepers are located, but throughout the country, Lebanon, as north Beirut. So we haven't seen an escalation of the shelling. So we are definitely concerned, but we are still on the ground in the implementation of our mandate.
At the moment, what does your work involve? I mean, is it possible to do anything other than try to stay safe?
Well, staying safe, of course, is the priority for all our troops, 10,500 from 50 countries, but also the work that we are carrying out through negotiation and mediations with the parties. So the force commander, the head of the mission, is still very much involved in keeping a channel of communications open, trying to de-escalate the tensions. A presence, although a very limited operational activity, sometimes almost no operational activities, is still relevant in terms of showing a presence of international community in South Lebanon, but definitely there is a need and from the whole international community and the diplomacy to work in trying to find a viable solution to this conflict that has the potential, and very much the potential right now, to become more of a regional conflict than just the conflict between Hezbollah and Israel.
And are there places then that the peacekeepers can't go right now?
Well, we have around 50 bases around the area of operation, Blue Line, and overall between the Litani River and the Blue Line. So we are all present there. The movement is very limited. The movement is very, very limited because during heavy shelling, it's important to preserve the security and stability, security of our troops, and that's what we're doing. But there is some minimum monitoring capability that we're doing that is reported to the Security Council, but definitely the situation is very challenging.
Israel has told civilians in a significant number of villages that they will have to leave if they want to stay safe. Has it said something similar to members of UNIFIL?
Well, as you know, the IDF informed the other day that the mission of their intention to start quoting what they said, limited incursions inside Lebanese territories, and that what we have seen sporadically happening in these days and the last 2 days. Also, to move from some of our position was also one of the requests, but we decided and was also discussed with New York to stay in all the position. That is a decision that was made and considering of all the elements, including the safety and security of our peacekeepers, but also the population.
So the IDF then has asked you to leave a number of areas, but you've decided to stay put.
It's important at the moment to be on the ground and to be able to monitor, as limited as we are, the situation and to ensure or to try to de-escalate the tension. We are still working and trying to keep a channel of communications. At the end, it's also the responsibility of the parties to ensure the security of our troops. We are not the target. We are here to try to bring back stability to this region.
Are there any circumstances then in which you would leave?
Of course, when the situation reaches a point where it would be impossible for the mission to operate in security, or would be impossible for the mission to implement or support an implementation of the mandate, the Security Council in New York will need to decide what to do and how to move forward. But there will be a decision that that will be taken by the Security Council in New York.
You have urged both Hezbollah and Israel to step back. Do you have any confidence that in the short term that is going to happen?
You know, we are still here to try to ensure that. But as I mentioned earlier, it's important not only for the mission that we don't have a political element, although we are working to try to de-escalate the tension, but for the international community, for main stakeholders at the moment, to try to find the solutions and ensure that a ceasefire in this region. We have mentioned several times that there is a solution. The solution is the full implementation of Resolution 1701, the same resolution that has been able to stop the conflict between Hezbollah and Israel in 2006. The elements of these resolutions are still valid. The resolution has been heavily challenged and has not been implemented, but if there is a serious commitment to implement this resolution by both sides, that could be the solution to this conflict. But as I said, there is still a lot of discussion to try to find an agreement between the parties.
In the meantime, on the ground today, are people continuing to leave their homes?
Yeah, there are a lot of people from the south of Lebanon and not only between the Litani and the Blue Line, but even areas northern of the Litani, that they are leaving their houses, their villages, to move to the north. The number is pretty high. I would say that the Lebanese authority, they mention more than 1.2 million people being displaced inside the country, over 340,000 and just from the south of Lebanon, south meaning from the Litani to the Blue Line. And so the issue of displaced people is dramatic, and the government and humanitarian agencies are trying to assist, but definitely the situation is very challenging.
Andrea Tenenti, who's the spokesperson for UNIFIL in southern Lebanon.